Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very ordinary story, but also a very special story. It happened to me this last Shabbos. I was on my way to shul, and I was caught in a downpour. I didn't have my raincoat, and I was getting soaked. So what did I do? I saw that there was a house near the street where I was walking with an overhang. So I thought, okay, it's a Jewish neighborhood, probably a Jewish house. Sure enough, there was a mezuzah there. And I thought, I'm sure they'll be fine with me standing under this overhang to not get soaked. And I thought, it'll stop raining soon. But it didn't stop raining soon. It kept raining. And the truth is that even under the overhang, I wasn't completely out of the rain. So I decided, okay, I'll knock on the door. I don't know who these people are, but maybe they'll have an extra raincoat. I knocked on the door, but nobody answered. So I thought, okay, there's a house over there. I know the people a little bit, two houses away. So I went over, knocked on the door. Sure enough, there was a few young children there. There was a mother. She said, which means I'm in the middle of davening. I can't talk. But what can I do to help you? So I said, I got caught in the rain without a raincoat. Is it possible that you have an extra raincoat? She signaled to me to wait a minute. She looked in the closet, she looked on the floor of the closet, and sure enough, there was an extra raincoat. Her husband was already in shul, and so she was very happy to lend it to me. Then I asked the children, do you know what parsha it is? And one of them did. Lech Lecha, and we talked about the parsha a little bit. Then I said, thank you again very, very much. I put on the raincoat, and I walked the rest of the way to shul. And then, of course, later, at the end of Shabbos, I returned the raincoat. Now, what's so special about this story? I think this story shows how all Jews are really one family. That is, I didn't know the person whose overhang I was standing under. It was private property. According to the law, you need permission to go on somebody's property. But I figured it's a Jewish neighborhood and Jewish people are like one family. And the same thing with borrowing the raincoat. If I was in a strange neighborhood, I certainly wouldn't walk up to somebody's house and knock on the door and ask them to borrow a raincoat. But I knew it was a Jewish neighborhood. I knew it was a Jewish family. And I figured, okay, we're one family here. All Jews are like one family, even more. Like one person, like one body, and therefore they'll probably be happy to lend me a raincoat. And I was right, Baruch Hashem. So this is a very important story, I feel, because we don't always feel that every single Jew is like a member of our family, or even closer than that, but we really should try to feel that way. We should try to think about it quite often, how every Jew really is part of our family. As a matter of fact, many people at the beginning of their davening, they have in their siddur, Hareinu mekabel alai mitzvos aseh shel v'ahavta l'reicha kamecha. Behold, I accept upon myself the positive commandment of loving your fellow Jew like yourself. And this is a very important idea to accept upon ourselves on a regular basis. And it's in the beginning of the siddur because we, after all, are asking Hashem many requests in our davening. And therefore, many people have this custom to begin before Matovu by accepting upon herself the positive commandment of loving our fellow Jew like herself, because every Jew is Hashem's child. And therefore, before we ask the Father for a favor, we first accept upon ourselves to do the mitzvah of loving our fellow Jew like herself. That's Hashem's children. And in this way, we will, God willing, soon rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, as we know that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, reasonless hatred. And therefore, in order to undo that, we need reasonless love, loving a Jew just because they're a Jew. Forget about if they do have good midos or they don't have good midos. It's very nice if they do, and we should try to teach them if they don't. But even so, to know that every Jew is really part of our family, and even more, we're really like one kuma achas shlema, like one person. All Jewish people are so closely connected, we're really like one. And therefore, it's very important to try to promote this feeling of loving a fellow Jew like ourselves, whether it's a family member or a neighborhood person or somebody across the world, somebody in Eretz Yisrael or somebody in Australia, wherever it is, to have this feeling of love for every single Jew, whether we know them or not, whether they do have good midos or not, whether they are from or not, but just to love them because of their essence, which the essence of every Jew is the godly soul. With this, God willing, we will see great success in the present war in Eretz Yisrael. May we see a complete and utter victory, and may all Jewish people be protected. Let us all increase in learning Torah and davening for the safety of all Jews, especially those who have been captured, and especially all those in Eretz Yisrael and those who have been injured, but really for all Jews, because all of us are under threat, unfortunately. And by us increasing in learning and davening and doing mitzvahs, goodness, kindness, finding more people that need a mezuzah, finding more people that have to light Shabbos candles, finding more people that need to learn about putting on tefillin and so forth and so on, this will certainly speed the redemption and certainly increase and quicken our victory, our total victory, with Hashem's help in Eretz Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.